For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A drive-by shooting just blocks from the NFL stadium in Jacksonville, Florida, leaves at least a half dozen people wounded. Ron Lindvay with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office.
At this point, we're investigating what may have led up to the shooting, including the possibility that this may be gang-related based on information obtained in the early stages of the investigation. Crime scene remains active, and the area around the 900 block of APR will remain closed for some time. It's not closed due to any type of an active threat. It's closed due to the crime scene investigation that's going to be ongoing.
Authorities gave no indication whether the shooting was linked to the game between the Jaguars and Texans. It took place near a laundromat. The age of the wounded ranged from their 20s to their 70s. Hundreds of federal police in Mexico are monitoring the caravan of some 5,000 Central American migrants as they continue their trek to the U.S. The police say their instructions are to maintain the flow of traffic, not to stop the caravan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
More now from Clemson Police Chief Jimmy Dixon on the floor collapse of an apartment complex in South Carolina, where partygoers were celebrating Clemson's win over North Carolina State.
Anytime that you've got people that are trying to have a good time, anytime that you've got people that are there trying to enjoy themselves, and then the next thing you know, a floor collapses, you can take it from there.
He says it could have been a lot worse. The apartment building is about 3 miles from Clemson University. A Georgia police officer is dead, shot, and killed while checking out a suspicious vehicle in Gwinnett County.
The officers got out of their patrol cars and approached the suspect vehicle, and before they could even get to the vehicle, the shots rang out.
Sergeant Jake Smith says one of the two suspects is in custody. Officer Antoine Tony was just a week away from celebrating his third year on the force. Another huge lottery continues to grow. Powerball's jackpot is now approaching $500 million, while Mega Millions Tuesday jackpot is expected to be around $1.6 billion. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Another Make America Great Again rally, this time in Nevada. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump in Elko, Nevada for a Make America Great Again rally. He's there to show support for Nevada Senator Republican Dean Heller.
In just 17 days, the people of Nevada are going to reelect Senator Dean Heller to protect your jobs, defend your borders, and to continue making America great again. That's what we're doing.
The president making the point, his policies putting Americans back to work.
More people are working in our country today than at any point in the history of our country. That's not fair. How do you lose an election with that stat, right?
Ahead of the president's speech, patriots in the crowd shouting,
USA! USA! USA!
Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News Sunday the U.S. cannot continue to do business with the Saudi crown prince.
I think he's going to have to be replaced, frankly, but I think that sanctions don't go far enough. I think we need to look at the arms sale, because this is not just about this journalist being killed. It's about the war in Yemen, where tens of thousands of civilians are being killed. It's about them spreading hatred of Christians and Jews and Hindus throughout the world.
President Trump not willing to give up the arms sales to Saudi Arabia, citing the economic and jobs benefits of the $110 billion investment. For USA Radio News,